Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are now joined by Sweeney Murdy, who does a fine job covering the New York Yankees. Yankees lost this weekend, and now they lost Giancarlo Stanton.
And by the way, let me just mention that Sweeney's report brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Every battery, every need, by your Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealers. Visit MBUSA.com. And here is Sweeney Murdy. Hi, Sweeney.
Hello, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
Well,
doing
was there
right.
Better than Giancarlo's
Better
bicep?
Than Gian. I knew yes. That was coming. I set you up for
well,
that.
Well, maybe not better than
That's
Giancarlo.
That's true. He does have a pretty awesome bicep, even if it's hurt.
Well, now let's not mention the salary he's got coming.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know if
true.
We're doing better than Giancarlo.
He's got an awesome bicep, and he makes a lot of money.
I think I'll sign for the bicep, the injury, and the money.
You're right. Was there any indication yesterday? You're in the locker room. Sure, the Yankees lost. You know, Stanton struck out a bunch of times. I get all that. But was there any indication that something was wrong with him?
Not that I was aware, no. So it seemed to be something that they probably just waited to get checked out today with tests and then confirmed. So, I mean, he played. It's not like he came out of the game. So probably something that was brought to their attention afterwards. They'll bring Clint Frazier up and he'll take the roster spot and I would assume get some pretty regular playing time. Frazier's not the guy they tend to want to bring up to put on the bench, and, you know, obviously with Aaron Hicks down, Giancarlo Stanton down, they're struggling for outfielders right now.
And this came out of nowhere. I mean, there was no inkling that there was anything with Giancarlo at all, right?
Well, like I said, he was playing, Joe. He played every day. He
right, but that doesn't out, mean he, so. There wasn't something going on, though.
Yeah. Well, if they, I mean, you've seen how the Yankees react. If they think something's going on, they're going to take you out. You're asking me if there was any inkling. No, there wasn't any inkling. The guy played every day.
You know, I look at this injury right now, and I say, all right, it's early in the season, okay? If there's ever a time to deal with injuries, it's right now. But we were talking about this earlier. Now I think the Yankee fan kind of glances towards Aaron Hicks and says, hey, bro, we kind of need you back.
Yeah.
What's going on with Aaron Hicks?
Yeah, early season injuries are, you know, you say you deal with them, but when you get hit with four or five of them, then you're kind of like, whoa, slow down. Those are hard to overcome. Hicks hasn't started up yet. I mean, you know, you were thinking originally, okay, he could be back April 4th. Well, that washed away. Second week of the season, that's not looking real good. I had asked Aaron Boone the other day if this was just something, did Hicks not really reveal to them how bad it was, or was there something else going on? And Boone said Hicks told him right away what was happening. It just seems to have taken a longer time. While they didn't think it was major, he never got over the hump of getting through that initial discomfort where he could start up his activity. And that's really been the big thing, kind of waiting till he can, you know, he's getting through core exercises and things like that, but getting back on the field and doing things, he hasn't graduated to that yet. And I mean, it sounds like it could be soon, but, you know, it's been a month now since he's been out. So you're talking about getting at bats and getting worked into shape again. And if it's April 1st and you haven't heard a hint of him, you know, getting close to a game, you got to be thinking another 2 or 3 weeks here at least.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Sweeney, how about Sanchez? You know, one thing that Sanchez, it looked like, you know, that you never really were concerned about was his arm and throwing guys out. He was very good doing that. And he's had a couple real rough days here the last 2 days with throwing errors. How about that?
Yeah, everything stayed in front of him, though, right?
Yeah, right, that's true.
Now that we're worried about pass balls yet, you know, I don't know what the issue has been with those throws. They seem to think there was something maybe with just a mechanical thing with those couple. I would hope that that's it, because that's the thing that really elevates him defensively. Because when you talk to, I mean, you listen, you see everything, but when you talk to people about trying to give him a grade on defense, the scouts I talked to are quick to point out that his ability with the running game adds a level to his defense. It's almost two separate defensive grades you have to give him. because of receiving and throwing.
Right.
And so that's a big plus for him back there. I would think now that the Tigers have had trouble even getting people on base, it seems, over the course of the last few days. So I don't know if anything's going to happen here with them here, but I would think if teams see that, they're going to try to test him a little bit until he shows he's ready to throw people out again.
We're talking to Sweeney Murray about the Yankees. When I hear bicep, it's scary, but maybe because I'm thinking more in line of a pitcher. And obviously anything that has to do with a pitcher's bicep or tricep to get scared about. What do you know about usually what a strained bicep means? Is it a short stint on the DL usually? I know this could be different. I'm just talking in general.
IL.
I think it really, yes.
I've accepted it now. I'm just forgetting to say it. Okay?
To me, it should be the unable to play list, but that's me.
I think it just means, first of all, you have to wait to see what kind of grade they put on the strain. They have not told us that. You're talking about, it's not the throwing arm. There's so many things that go into this. I don't know how long they're going to keep him down before they let him swing a bat again. That plays a lot into it. What are they going to do here? Is it going to be 10 days? Is it going to be 2 weeks? That plays into it. But I would think at this point, you have to think about not having him for April. If they're calling it a strain and you have to give it time to heal, do whatever it's going to do and get out of there. It's different than inflammation. A strain is actually some sort of a tear in there, the degree to which we have not been told yet. So I think you have to wait till you hear that, and we'll meet with Aaron Boone probably in about, 2 to 3 hours from now. They will tell us a little bit more about that. But you go on the injured list here with a muscle strain. I don't think you can think of it as a 10-day injury.
Mm. No. And you know what we forget about with Giancarlo? Because the last 2 years, he's been so healthy. But before
that,
he has
had injuries.
That was always the thing that worried us. Not worried us. He was on the Marlins. But we thought of with Stanton. He missed a lot of time in 2015. He missed a lot of time in 2013. He missed a lot of time in 2012. The last 2 years, he's been incredibly healthy for the Marlins, where he won the MVP. And obviously last year for the Yankees. But if you look at the whole career of Giancarlo Stanton, he's had a lot of trips to the list.
Yeah, and one of those was the pitch that hit him in the face.
Sure.
So that's a lot of time missed for one of those injuries. But you're right. For the most part, he's gotten over it the last few years, and he's taken the field, and he's been healthy. So I think the last thing the Yankees want is for this thing to turn into something nagging. Even if they are short in outfield help right now, I don't think they're in any they have any desire to rush him back.
All right, how about this game tonight now? Are we going to see an opener tonight? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. Yeah, I mean, they have – Domingo Herman's going to pitch. They haven't listed him as a starter.
Right.
They keep telling him he's going to pitch, and they said, no, we don't have a starter. So, yeah, it's a really good possibility. I would think maybe Chad Green is possible here. You've got, I don't know what the lineup's going to look like. If you want to, I think Zach Britton would probably be open to it if you needed a left-handed pitcher out of that.
Open to being the opener.
No, it's not that. Open. It's just this whole thing is kind of ridiculous. I get it in certain areas, but now it's just about being too cute. Let Domingo Herman start. Just let him pitch and see how he does. Why get cute like this?
I think part of it was that now you can look at it two ways. He struggled in his first inning last year a great deal. And you take away the top 3-4 batters in the lineup and then bring him into the game, maybe that changes how far he's able to go for you and stretches you a little bit deeper than he was maybe earlier. The other part of it to me, if it's anything about just, forget about the hitters he's facing, if it's just about him in his first inning, whatever it is, it's his first inning.
Right.
So,
may not change. If it's his first inning, like you said.
Yeah. Sometimes we deal with guys in different warm up routine. I think a lot of it has to do with the matchups and the hitters. So, it didn't seem to matter to Toronto, who was pitching against the Tigers over the weekend. So we'll see what happens when they get into this series.
Mm. Well, Miguel Cabrera.
And Wednesday is the same possibility with Loaiza is going to be your pitcher. but they don't have him listed as a starter.
They haven't determined when. So they go in Tanaka tomorrow on regular rest. They can't do that with Paxton because they didn't have the off day afterwards. So it could be two openers, like you said. But Loaisiga and Herman are the main pitchers. We'll call them that for these two games, Monday and Wednesday.
Yes. Right. Yes, that's what you need. You need a term for this. I remember there's something over the winter thing. What's the term? You have an opener, you have a closer, you have a starter. Who's the second guy in? What do you call him?
The second guy in?
Okay. Maybe. Well, you're creative, Joe.
I'm saying, we don't have to go too crazy with it, do we?
Well, if the second guy in, like, look at yesterday.
Yeah, whoever that may be.
And a part of what frustrated Yankee fans is that, okay, Dylan Bundy has been a big prospect. He walked a million guys through 100 pitches. They go to John Means, and I have to admit, Sweeney, I think I know a lot of baseball players. I had no idea who the hell he was.
You did not know who this guy is unbelievable. That's Rothstein not knowing who, the starting point guard is for, Abilene Christian.
That's an honor that you would say that.
You know what I mean?
But John Means comes in, Sweeney, and he throws a million pitches. So it's almost like he had a second starting pitcher right after the first starting pitcher.
Right, and the Yankees did it with Seth yesterday, who pitched well for a few innings there. So I think that's kind of the idea sometimes when you're, you want to knock these guys out of there. I think the Yankees would have preferred a little bit more length out of Paxton and Happ over the last two games. They didn't, Paxton looked pretty good for the first five innings. Put two men on to start that sixth, and that kind of really kind of wrecked that inning for him, even though it wasn't a terrible outing for him. And then Happ with the home run balls early ran up some pitch counts too. I think they'd, and these are not the guys to worry about. For everybody saying, Dallas Keuchel, this and that, those are not the guys who you're supposed to have to worry about at this point. It's the Herman and Loaisiga portion of the rotation that you're supposed to be where you're considering openers. That's where you're supposed to be worrying about reinforcements, not for your number two and three starters to start the year.
All right. So with that said, where is Gio Gonzalez in all this?
We're still working in Tampa, and I don't think they brought him here with the intent of, okay, we're going to throw him right in. I think they want to see. They were speaking all along how comfortable they were with Herman and Loaisiga, so you're going to see what they have to offer. I think they gave Gio Gonzalez the April 20th out to give themselves that 1 month, basically, to look at him and say, okay, and look at their own rotation, say, okay, do we need him now or not? There's kind of a known quantity with Gio Gonzalez and what he brings. So they have him. He's kind of in case of emergency break glass right now, and you've got 19 days left to see if you need him.
We're talking to Sweeney about the Yankees. It's only three games, but I think the anger or the angst that Yankee fans have is that they looked at the Orioles and said, we got to beat them every single time. That was the difference in the AL East last year, what the Red Sox were able to do against bad teams.
Should have bet the over, Sweeney, 58.
Stop it. It's three games.
I know. I'm just saying.
And you know what, though? Despite winning two games, I still think they're awful.
All right. Well, they're awful, but I mean.
Joe, they won three out of four here last April, and they still didn't win 50 games.
No, I understand. But I'm just going to remind everybody, if they won't go over 60,
we're going to remind
you. Oh, yeah, you and the over-under.
They're going to get on me.
I know you'll be reminding everybody, right? Trust me. Oh, yeah.
Is it too early? And I don't think it is. The reason I don't think it's too early to make this comment is because the guy wasn't very good last year, and that's flip-flopping DJ LeMahieu and Brett Gardner. DJ LeMahieu won a batting title a couple of years ago. Brett Gardner did not have a good offensive year last year. I know he played a lot. He's not supposed to play that much this year. Bottom line, is that something that Boone will consider, or is it way too early, even though I don't think it is?
I think here's the thing that I thought of yesterday. I said it's too early to overreact, but it's not too early to react.
Okay.
It's okay to react to what you're seeing. And I think even in a small sample of DJ LeMahieu, I'd love to see him bat higher up than ninth in the order. And I think with Stanton out, I think he makes a lot of sense in the middle of the order somewhere, because if you look at what happened the last 2 days, you were getting a lot of strikeouts in the middle of the order with men on base. What did the Yankees tell you they liked about DJ LeMahieu?
Bat on ball.
His ability to make contact. Mm. And if you watched his at-bats, if you watch his ability to make contact, and they think there's power in that swing to right center at Yankee Stadium, surprise, that's what right-handed hitters do here. I think somewhere in that middle of the order to break up some of those swing and miss types, I think that makes more sense than at the top. I still think they value Gardner's at-bats and aren't going to overreact to the first three games of batting average, so to speak. There was the, 11-pitch walk that he drew on Saturday.
He's
I think
great
they value that type of an at-bat at the top of the order. And again, without another option such as Hicks, I don't think they look at LeMahieu as a leadoff option necessarily. Wouldn't surprise me if they put him there, but I think moving up into the middle of the order makes a lot more sense.
No, and one thing about Gardner, even last year when he didn't hit for a high average, and forget that, his on base wasn't that high either. So it wasn't just the average that was down.
Well, because his average was, his average, yes.
That's fine. No matter what the reason is, it's still not
good. Look,
Aaron Hicks didn't have a great batting average, but boy, that guy draws tons of walks. He had like a 370, 380 on base. But
yeah,
Gardner,
he draws more walks.
I'll definitely give Gardner this. The guy will give you these wars of an at-bat. You know, he'll definitely do that. And Gary Sanchez actually had a couple of those this week. But that 11-pitch at-bat did lead to a walk. It was right before Judge's big hit. So, to be fair, it was a great at-bat, and it, at the time, felt like it was a big part of the game. Obviously, it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, and listen, Aaron Judge had a terrible game yesterday. You know, he came out with the statements that all the fans wanted to hear after Saturday's loss. How it's, you got to play like your back's against the wall, even this early in the season. Well, there was no Mark Messier performance to follow that up. He struck out four times yesterday, leaving a lot of guys on base. He's driving the two with the single, but he, he didn't follow that up. It's nice to see people say, talk about the emotion and feeling it. That's great, but, you want the results out there too. I'm not saying that, listen, he had a good couple of games to start, good spring training, not trying to crush him, but when you're talking about the idea of showing fire and emotion, I'd rather see three hits than fire and emotion and talking about whatever you talk about.
I'm with you, Sweeney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it too early? And I already did this to Callaway, and I've done it with Boone. Is it all right for me to rip Aaron Boone for two managerial decisions to you and
see if
you can defend him? All right.
Good.
Number one, infield in, down 4-3 in the fifth inning. I mean, we're really doing that? And that led directly to that Dwight Smith base hit. I mean, it was a little line drive, probably gets caught. I know you can't assume everything's the same, but bringing the infield in led to an RBI single. What are you doing? You're playing the Orioles. It's the fifth inning. Down a run. Come on.
I see. Yeah, that overreaction maybe. You know the thing I thought about that afterwards?
Go ahead.
That broke, the way that broke down, that was, remember, Andujar made this great play to rob extra bases, hold the guy to a single, right?
Right.
If that ball gets by him, it's a double. The reason the infield was in is because the runner was a third because he stole second, and Sanchez threw the ball in the center field. If the ball just gets by Andujar as a double, you might not be in the situation where you have to pull the infield
that's
in.
That's baseball, Susan.
Get it. That's the kind of thing that I was thinking as I'm watching what's going on. Boy, Andujar made this great play, and it somehow ended up costing the Yankees this play because they had to bring the infield in after Sanchez threw the ball to center field.
It's weird. The second one, I got Stephen Tarpley in the game. His track record in the majors and the minors is that he's better against lefties. Joey Rickard's track record in the majors is that he's better against lefties. Chris Davis is on deck. You got a base open. Why are you facing Joey Rickard? What are you doing there?
That's fair.
All right, two for two. Nice.
There you go.
I should manage this team. I'm just kidding.
No, you don't want to be a manager. No, you don't want to do that.
Other things to think about, where maybe what was happening with that.
You wouldn't be able to watch the net game.
True.
Here's the thing about the Orioles.
Deal breaker. Yes.
I hadn't thought about what kind of a spring Chris Davis had, okay? I didn't really pay much attention to it. But when you saw that on opening day with the type of roster and the type of lineup the Orioles had to run out there, Chris Davis was batting seventh. Forget about what he did last year. He's still a guy who's played in the major leagues, has had a lot of big league experience, has hit a lot of home runs.
Didn't he hit 130
last
year?
And he was still so bad that he was batting seventh.
168
That's almost unbelievable that this guy batted 168 last year for his playing 140 whatever games he played.
What's unbelievable
that's almost impossible.
I understand he signed through 2022, and that's a long time
from now. Oh, God.
But he was so bad last year.
Yeah, that's bad.
He was bad the year before, not quite as bad, but he wasn't any good in spring training. He's 33 years old. I'm a rebuilding team. Aren't you better off just cutting a massive check and getting them the hell out of town? Why play him? Why?
Do you have somebody else to play there?
Sweeney.
I don't know.
Sweeney,
I don't know the answer to that.
Could it be any worse?
Yeah. Could it be? Look who they're playing.
Guy batted 168.
I guess here's the thing. If you're going to look at it that way, let's just say I'm already paying him, okay?
No.
if I don't have a good reason to put somebody else there, can't I just have somebody who I know is going to take the field at least?
No.
I've got all these other guys who are not, who haven't been big league ballplayers.
You know why I disagree? Because if I was an Oriole fan, what I'd be saying is, I don't care if it's a 27-year-old journeyman. I want someone who you never know. Give me the Jason Prideys of the world. Just let me see something. You
that's
know?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's a
I mean,
dog.
That's, you know.
Yeah, what do you want me to tell you?
No, there's nothing you can say. Nothing. I mean, it's one of the worst contracts we've ever seen. I mean, how could you debate that?
It's awful. It's awful.
Really?
Sweeney?
All right, Sweeney.
Thank you, sir.
See you.
All right, guys.
See you, Sweeney.
Sweeney Murdy on the Yankees, Giancarlo to the list for at least 10 days.
Yeah, it's the injured list.
The injured
list. Unable to play list. That's my name.
Unable to perform or play list.
Right, either one you can go.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Clint Frazier has been called up.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.